Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
For State of Opportunity, I'm April Van Buren. The world hit a grim milestone this year. There are now over 60 million refugees worldwide. That's the highest number ever recorded. The U.S. will accept 85,000 of them in 2016. And that set off a heated political debate here in Michigan, which is one of the top states for refugee resettlement. But many advocates say that debate overlooks the benefits that refugees bring with them to their new communities. I headed to Lansing to see what those benefits might look like. Imagine you've just been told you're moving halfway across the world, and you have to fit everything you need to start a new life into a 50-pound suitcase. What would you bring?
What I think was African cross, pictures, and then my Bible, my high school diploma.
That's Alphonsine Busabusa. She came to Michigan as a refugee from Burundi in 2004. When she settled into her furnished apartment in downtown Lansing, Busabusa said she felt relieved.
You are happy because, you know, now I'm safe.
But as soon as a refugee arrives, the clock starts ticking. In Michigan, federal money for resettlement services only lasts around 3 months. In some states, it's as few as 30 days.
Right now, what we do is we give very little resources for a very short period of time with this hope that this laissez-faire approach will be beneficial.
That's Stephanie Nowen. She's an associate professor in the Department of Sociology at Michigan State University. Nowen says refugees are required to start looking for a job right away, and learning English usually takes a back seat to bringing in an income. That can make it hard for those families to integrate into their new city.
How are you going to feel a part of your neighborhood if you can't speak to your neighbors? How are you going to be a full participant in your child's education if you can't communicate with the teacher?
The Refugee Development Center in Lansing is one of the organizations trying to bridge the gap between refugees and the community. It provides services like English classes, after-school programs, and access to a social worker. Today, kids from their summer camp program have traded in shorts and t-shirts for business casual wear. Groups of campers stand in front of poster boards pitching ideas for social enterprises. Hatangi Mana Willy Bafos, or Willy for short, explains his plan for a fleet of mobile health clinics to the volunteer judges.
It's basically a clinic for disability people. They don't have transportation to get to the hospital.
The plans are ambitious.
It's going to be affordable for everyone. And also we're going to have interpreters there.
But the judges seem impressed. Stephanie Nowen says a lot of the refugees coming to Michigan have the same can-do spirit as Willie. Take, for example, she says, the wave of Burundian refugees who came to Lansing in 2007. Few of them had much education. Some had lived in refugee camps in Tanzania for decades. When they got here, they struggled to find affordable housing for their large families.
One of them figured out that HUD was selling dilapidated houses for a dollar. And there was one gentleman in particular who worked as an interpreter, so he had pretty decent English too, and he had worked in carpentry in Tanzania.
So the community banded together, they bought several foreclosed properties, and they fixed them up. Nowen says that's a good example of how harnessing the skills that refugees bring with them could help revive blighted neighborhoods and strengthen local economies. And she says with a little help, they could do even more. In Canada, the government helps refugees quickly get the credentials they need to work in jobs that actually match their skills.
And then instead of having this doctor driving a cab around Toronto, they have a doctor who is working in a hospital, is working in a clinic.
Alphonsine Busabusa now works to help St. Vincent's resettle other refugees. And when new Burundians arrive, she goes above and beyond to help them settle in.
You call me, nighttime, I'll get up. Morning, I will get up for them just to show them how they can start life.
Busabusa says she's thankful her children don't have to run anymore. And now she tells them it's their responsibility to reach back and help pull the next person up. For State of Opportunity, I'm April Van Buren.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.